What's up? Welcome, and thank you for listening to 8020, where we have spirited debate and discussion about sports and national issues, race, education, and just about everything else. The rules are simple, and every discussion, conversation that is mainly based on opinion, 80% of the opinion is correct, and the other 20% is correct. We just need your help to decide who has the 80 and who has the 20. I'm Jay Stoggs. As always, I'm joined by my man, Aunt Jay. What up, dude?
What's going on? How y'all doing, people?
Man, we got so much stuff to get into, yo.
So much.
For the second time, we're just going to go ahead. We're going to cut the music. And we're just going to jump into this thing. You ready?
Jump. Yeah, I'm ready to jump. Jump.
Let's do it.
First topic, and this will be our NBA edition today. Our first topic, we're going to start off real strong with everyone's lingering question. Will the Cleveland Cavaliers still make the finals, the NBA finals, Jay? What you think, man?
That's real simple. No.
No?
No, not at all.
Why not?
Not at all. I mean,
you don't like the changes they made?
it's called Little Too Late, man.
Wow.
They've been, I mean, here's the reality, dude. Here's what's going on. Basically, you have a brand new team.
Yeah.
Right before All-Star, right before All-Star break.
Right.
LeBron is tired. you don't know who does what, where, how they're going to fit together. So now you're going to tell me that within the next 27, 28 games, 30 games they have left, they're going to get it together and then make it through the playoffs to the conference finals? Come on, man. You still got Boston, who's number one, they've won the East. It's theirs to lose. It is theirs to lose. I mean, they're at seven. They're at seven. So, nah. They're not coming out of the East. Not at all.
Okay, so I appreciate that. And that's a great, humble beginning for your argument. However, this is where I hip you to some facts, okay?
Hit me then.
For this particular generation, LeBron James on this decade is still the number one guy. He is still the standard where all NBA players judge themselves. So as long as you have LeBron James, you have a chance to reach the finals. Hasn't he made the finals in like 5, 6, 7 straight times? I mean,
8 straight years.
Well, hey. You're helping me make my own argument. So as long as you have this guy on the roster, you have the ability to make a finals and win a finals. Now, here's my thing. So as far as the moves that they made, and we can talk about that a little bit later, but Hill, Hood, Clarkson, Nance.
Right.
They have surrounded LeBron with what he has needed since day one, which is defense? Shooters.
Is that defense?
Besides shooters.
Besides Green. He's had shooters. Streaky as they were, but he still has Kyle Korver. He has Love.
He has
so
more
had shooters.
Shooters.
But they have no defense.
And that's why you don't concentrate necessarily on defense. Now you
got
concentrate
to. You have
on
to.
Outscoring.
Did you not
these
you
teams.
Can't outscore the team?
No, the old team couldn't outscore.
Green is not going to get you the points that you're looking for. Nance is not going to he'll get you rebounds, but he's not going to he's 6'9".
You see how you're talking about the non-shooters? So first off,
I'm sorry.
They're going to start
off.
Okay.
Who's the shooter they got?
Starting backcourt is going to be Hill. At least this is my theory.
Defense.
It's going to be Hill and Smith. Okay. Then you have Rodney Hood coming at the small forward. LeBron's at the four. Tristan's at the five. So Tristan's basically new school Udonis Haslam. Okay. So you have your rebound.
But
you have
block.
Your guy. Okay. Kevin Love can't block. So they haven't needed a rim protector for the last 3 years.
No.
And they've made the finals in 1-1. Okay? So my thing is this. Actuate the positive, which is the shooting. Now you have Korver and Clarkson, who can score, coming off the bench with an athletic 4/5, which is Nance. So again, my thing is, I believe that they'll be better because of the three ball. LeBron penetrates and kicks. Now you have all kinds of shooters now because Wade couldn't shoot. IT was still struggling back from his injury. D. Rose can't shoot. So now you've got at least 3 to 4 players on the court at the same time.
Who?
With LeBron.
Who that can shoot? Tell me who they are, please.
I just
outside
did.
Outside shooters. Who are your perimeter shooters?
I just
again?
Did.
Who are your perimeter shooters? Do with it?
Hill.
Hill. Okay. Hill. Oh, my God.
So George Hill, who is a known shooter, even Hill, from San Antonio,
Hill
he
came
can't
over
shoot?
For defense. Hill came over for defense, bro.
And shooting.
Then why didn't they keep Thomas?
Because Thomas, oh, man, that's another topic here we'll
true.
Get in a moment.
True. True indeed. But, I mean.
I think Thomas has shown who he really is.
He was, what, 28, 29 points?
So what's
average
the,
over in Boston before
yeah,
he came?
Yeah, that's in Boston where
All-star?
Everything was tailored to him. Now everything is not tailored to him, and he showed who he really was. That's the Dennis Green quote, right?
Come on, man.
They knew who we were. We let them off the hook.
Come on, man.
IT has shown us who he is. He is all about the max contract. But that's a whole nother section that we got going on.
All right. So anyway.
So, yeah, I think they'll make the finals. Now, winning it, that's a whole nother argument.
They're not going to win.
They probably won't.
No
but they'll get there.
They'll get there. Listen, every West team they've played, they've gotten drubbed. And I mean drubbed. Like Portland drubbed them. Houston, it was laughable.
That Houston game.
Oh, my God.
I like rooting against Cleveland. But that Houston game was the only game where I actually felt bad for LeBron. Like, seriously, I'm not the best LeBron supporter. I do acknowledge his greatness.
You're not.
But I do prefer Larry Bird over LeBron.
Well, he's not Larry Bird.
No, he doesn't have to be. He's just his own person. He's
if
LeBron.
Anybody, he's like Magic.
Yeah, and it's fine. But I don't necessarily like LeBron. Like I said, he's great. But that was the only game where I felt sympathy for him because his head was down at the press conference after the game. He was like, I don't know. My first time, like, he
You're
was
right
a sympathetic figure.
He was
because
human? You're saying he's human?
No, he's always been human.
No, I don't know.
You know.
There's been some games like there's no way anybody can do that. There's no way.
He is awesome. But that in that Houston game, he looked defeated, sad, tired, exhausted.
The word you're looking for, sir, is haggard. and for those who don't know what that means, you go look it up.
He looked
That's
like.
That's what he looked. Haggard.
Oh, my gosh. He looked like the end of an R&B song.
He haggardly executed the interview.
He said, oh, I was just scoring 11. I let them do I don't know.
That's haggard.
I think it's funny.
Let's move on. That's just a sad.
Yeah.
That's just sad.
All right, guys. That's an official 80-20 topic, so please let us know what you think. Is Jay right? Am I right? And of course I'm right because I'm Aunt Jay, a.k.a. the voice of reason.
Hit us up on Facebook. Hit us up on the website.
Let us know. Okay, number two. All right. Where, since we're talking about LeBron James, and obviously he has his impending free agency coming up, Jay, where do you think he's going in 2018?
If he's not going to L.A., he's staying in Cleveland.
Okay.
I mean, it's...
But why would he stay in Cleveland? We've heard all this...
It's home.
...conjecture about
it's
how he doesn't like Dan Gilbert
it's
and nobody's
base.
Talking to him anymore and he's not feeling valued.
The same thing when he came back the first day from Miami, dude. Okay, whatever. If he's not staying in Cleveland... If he then he doesn't go to L.A., that's it. If he doesn't go to L.A. and I'm
so
in LA,
why would he go to L.A. to continue to?
You ever been to L.A.?
Yeah. Why would he go to L.A.? Is it to continue to?
Have you ever been?
No, I've never been to L.A.
That's why you should go.
Just
when you go to L.A.
to improve his already growing brand. Is that why we're going to L.A.?
That's it.
To continue to help out his own production company.
That's it.
So here's my argument.
Weather's nice. Ladies are nice.
We're already married, so.
True.
I get it. You know, Kendrick Lamar, you know, women, hey. Weed, weather. I got it.
I'm saying. That's, okay. There it is.
Now, but here's my argument, right? LeBron, since really he signed with the Miami Heat long ago, has said he's been chasing Jordan, right? He wants to be probably among the greats as far as the all-time winners of the NBA. So my argument is like this. Put your money where your mouth is. L.A. right now is not going to win for at least 4 to 5 years when these players, the Ingrams, the Randles, the Balls, will be in their primes.
You got Isaiah Thomas.
That's funny. So my deal is this. Why not, like I say, put your money where your mouth is. Let's actually pair the greatest player right now with the greatest organization right now, which is the San Antonio Spurs. My thing is, don't talk about it. Be about it. If you actually want to win, pair up Kawhi Leonard, and that'll
work.
Make him want to stay.
That's not going to work.
And then LeBron James on the same team. Why not?
It's very simple.
That's a great idea.
No, that's Pop's team.
That's fine. That's,
No.
You don't think Pop would love the coach?
No.
Leonard, Aldridge, and LeBron?
It's not about, listen to what I'm telling you. When he went to Miami, he said to Pat Riley, Pat, cool, I'm here. Here's what I want to see. And then it was done. When he went back to Cleveland, listen, Dan, whatever, move around. But this is what I want to see. And it happened. That doesn't happen in San Antonio. San Antonio, to me, is like the Patriots of basketball, the NBA. Pop runs the organization. So it's not going to be a, hey, Pop, look here, this LeBron James, this isn't going to work. Manu, we need to move him further down on the bench. Parker, move him next to Manu.
So you don't think LeBron could be a quality teammate in his older years?
Because no.
He's now in the back nine of his career.
I understand where
you
he
still
is.
Think, so I get it. You think LeBron James is still the GM, and he can cachet and he can be charming as far as I need A,
sachet.
B, and C.
You mean sachet.
Which is cachet. Fine. Well, let's cachet and sachet. My thing is this. They have the shooters. They're always going to have shooters in San Antonio. And LeBron, again, right now, we're saying that it's taking him all of his efforts to be on the offensive end on the court as opposed to the defensive end. So now you got Kawhi, who is a wonderful defensive stopper, great two-way player. You've got Aldridge. Theoretically, you have LeBron James added to Patty Mills and all these wonderful role players. And you have a system to where LeBron says, okay, I don't have to be everything. I can just sit here and win.
So is LeBron playing a 3 or a 4 here?
It doesn't matter to me.
See, it.
Because, I mean, theoretically, you can put Aldridge at a 5.
Theoretically.
Well, I mean, we're talking about future.
We are. But
we're talking about what if scenarios.
Like I said, that I don't see him in San Antonio because there's a system there that's
right.
Set up.
So you're saying LeBron can't fit in a system, even though 30 teams, all teams would love LeBron.
Not all teams.
Who wouldn't want LeBron?
Golden State.
Well, we already had that rumor like a week ago, and
we
I'm
did.
Glad everybody shot it down. But
we did, but no, Golden State wouldn't.
I just don't think Golden State needs him. They've already got their core four.
San Antonio doesn't. Look, when Kawhi gets back.
If Kawhi just, gets back, because he's increasingly frustrated.
Sure.
Because he's not hitting finals. He knows how great he is, and let's face it, they are the New England of the NBA. I do agree with you on that.
Yeah.
But just like everything, we need players.
No, they need players. And I'm sure, you know, to what you're saying, I'm sure if they were able to get LeBron, every team would want him.
That's the thing. The veterans would want to play for San Antonio. I mean, it's like I said, my thing is this. Don't talk about winning and then place yourself in a situation where you're not winning.
But I'd have to see their contracts and you know, what their cap looks like. I mean, the reality is that
they're paying two players. They're paying Aldridge, they're playing Leonard.
Yeah.
And because of some foolishness last year, they're actually playing Paul, paying Paul Gasol, because they actually cut him out of his contract. It's like, look, let us get some players and then you can come back in. Well, nobody came in, and then they said, okay, go ahead and take the money, but it's only for like 1 or 2 years.
But that's what I'm saying. No, we're talking about next year. We're talking about
right.
at the end of this year.
Right.
So they don't have the room to take on LeBron.
They will.
Yeah. See, and that's the issue that I have. Everybody keeps talking about, oh, they will. They'll do it. That means what San Antonio has that most people either don't realize or don't want to realize or whatever, that don't watch basketball, is they have a bench that's, you know, a pretty damn good bench. And so if you do that, you're not only getting rid of, you know, players, you'll probably get rid of Gasol, but you still got to pay him, right? You have Leonard. Maybe he's healthy. Maybe he's not.
Hopefully he gets healthy. He's a great, tremendous player.
Okay, great. But maybe he's healthy. Maybe he's not. You got Aldridge, who disappears in playoffs. So I
mean, having a great season now. They rewarded him with the All-Star.
He had a great season last year.
No, he was terrible last year. He was garbage. I won't say garbage. But he
wasn't garbage. He was decent.
He was okay last year. But this year, he's better.
But when the playoffs started, that dude decided to pull a Houdini. He was a Houdini. So, but that's neither here nor there. The problem that with that situation, that scenario is, you're talking about putting LeBron, best player on the planet,
right,
on a team that doesn't value that. They don't care if you have to fit our system. And LeBron, the reality is, he doesn't fit that system.
Okay, so before we go on to the next topic, my only retort and rebuttal to you is, look at Carmelo now as the third option in OKC.
Carmelo is not LeBron. Please don't make that comparison.
My thing is this. If Carmelo can change.
Different
It's just like Rocky said in Rocky IV.
He had to.
If you can
Carmelo
change, everybody can change.
Carmelo was never, ever the best called the best player on the planet. Never. So he knew he had to change. He went through mediocrity. James, the reality is, he had bad teams, but never suffered through mediocrity. So with the exception of maybe that second year in Cleveland, but Anthony is not James. He's not. He would never be. So that mentality that, well, look, Paul George and Carmelo Anthony, different players. KD, different player. He's a max player who took less money so he could be on that team. That's the difference. James is not that guy.
So obviously when players get older, they have to change. When you don't have your athleticism anymore, you have to add something new to your game.
I don't know if you noticed, but LeBron was actually having, before he got real tired, the best season of his 15-year career this year.
That's fine.
His numbers were the best.
I like how you said the word. Okay, so let's move on.
Let's do it.
All right, guys, again, 80-20 us up with that. You know, who's 80, who's 20? Okay?
Well, let's go.
All right, so now, since, again, our focus is on LeBron, so Jay posed an interesting question to me the other day. He said, and this is my Jay voice, by the way, dude, I think that LeBron should retire after this year. And I'm like, that's totally incorrect at all. So since we're on air, my brother, do you mind sharing with us why you think LeBron James, and you just said it, the greatest player of our generation this decade right now, should retire after this year?
It's quite simple.
Okay.
He's won championships.
Yeah.
So he's a champion.
Yeah.
He's won a championship in Cleveland Cleveland.
Yes.
He's won gold medals.
Yep.
He's been he's a multiple MVP of the league.
Yeah.
He's won the finals MVP.
Yeah.
So at this point, What does he have to prove? Now, I know what you're about to say because you said it earlier.
Okay. Go ahead and say it now because I want to hear it.
He's chasing Jordan.
Right, the ghost, Jordan. The goat, ghost.
Here's the problem with that. When you chase ghost, all you do is end up dead.
I like that.
When you chase ghost, all you do is end up dead. Because here's the problem. You're chasing a figment of something. Yes, it's real, it's tangible, but if you get it, then what? You've won championships. The knock on you was that you could never win it. You won it. Then the knock on you was that you can't win it in Cleveland. You did it. You've won gold medals. You've brought USA basketball back to the prominence when it was failing. I don't understand at this point, what could you possibly believe is the need to come back? Cleveland, it's a mess in Cleveland. Even with the new players, it's a mess in Cleveland. You go to L.A., it's going to be a mess out there. Now you got to contend with LaVar Ball.
So, yeah, my whole thing is just make sure, and because that's the thing, he said it already, is that since now he's chasing Jordan, again, let's put our money where our mouth is. Okay, my thing is this, if you're going to stay, because, yeah, he could retire. He could retire on top. There's nothing wrong with that. But my thing is, if you're staying in the league, if you're going to say you want to win, then let's go ahead and win. So no Lakers. Let's figure out the best situation for you. And I'll give you this. And your style of basketball, wherever that is, if that's staying with Cleveland, if that's going to San Antonio, if there's somewhere else that you feel like you can win,
you really
that's a player short.
You really want him in San Antonio.
I really do. And that, I do. And, but see, now the problem is,
he's not going to win in the West.
But see, and that's what I'm saying. So maybe so you should stay in the East and continue to get that.
But where's he going to go? Boston?
Well, it's not about going. Like you've said, and I'm trying to continue with your line of thinking. Let's stay where we're comfortable. Let's stay where we have the best, quote unquote, chance to win. So, again, if he wants to win and he wants to be the guy.
Mm-hmm. He is the guy.
Okay.
There's no question about it. He is the guy.
So you stay the man in Cleveland.
He's the man wherever he goes, with the exception of San Antonio.
He will be the man in San Antonio.
He will not be, sir.
It will be LeBron,
absolutely
then
not.
Kawhi,
absolutely
then Aldridge.
Not. He will be a Spur. And Popovich
so let me ask
will
you
make sure of that.
Let me ask you this. You remember the year that Miami won? Was LeBron the man then, or was Wade the man then?
Wade hit the shot.
So
it was
Wade's team, and LeBron had to learn how to win in Miami. He didn't automatically get there and saying, I'm the man. No, he had his growing pains, and this is why he joined Wade, and this
and
is why they coerced
the
Bosh
next year,
to join him.
They coerced, whatever.
Look, Bosh is happy. He got a ring. He got a ring, some rings, but
he wasn't going to win in
it
Toronto.
Bosh wasn't their first choice. It was Carmelo.
Okay.
So this is what I'm saying. LeBron, yes, he's the man, and he's got this foothold on the number one spot. But let's remember, when he was in Miami, Wade taught him how to win.
I'll give you that. But this is no longer Miami, and we're talking, what, 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago? So that's irrelevant at this point. We're talking about right now.
Right. The so dude, if he wants
he
to win.
He makes more money off the court, right? So there's no need. I mean, more money is great. Please go get your money.
Go get
your money. Go get
your money. Pay hard. Go get your money. I'm still mad at you.
But I mean, I just you don't want to go to any other team in the East. You're not gonna. I mean, there's nothing. No point. If you go to the West, you're not even going to make it to the finals. It doesn't even pose a good chance. You're not going to go to Houston or OKC. There's no reason. Pop ain't going. You're not going to do well in San Antonio. I just believe that. If he does, than he does. But I don't
I
see
like
it.
That. If he does, then he does, then he does. That's what's up.
If he
like
does, that. Then he does, then it does.
That's what's up. There I like go. That a lot. That, okay, guys, 80-20 is up with that. That's an official topic on that one as well. Okay, let's go. You want to do some trade recap?
Yeah, we're going to have to go quick.
Okay. So first trade, I just think is funny. Big hair, Elfrid Payge went to the Suns. Why did the Suns want this dude? I don't even know. So I just kind of want to comment on that. So hopefully somebody in Phoenix, it's hot in Phoenix. Somebody tell him to cut that hair in Phoenix.
It's dry heat.
Okay. It still needs that. That thing needs heat. To be cut off first game. Okay. Three-way deal. Mavericks got McBuckets. New York got Moutier.
When I heard what?
I'm not. I do like McBuckets. But he's already a journeyman in like his third year. So
who's not a journeyman on our team besides Nowitzki and Dennis Smith Jr., who's a rookie? Who? Come on.
Give me a chance.
Give you a chance. Come on. Who? Barea?
Is Justin Anderson still here?
Shut up. That's why I can't even deal with you, though. Yeah, exactly.
Journeyman. Okay, journeyman means you're in multiple teams in a 3 to 4 year span, right?
Okay,
Wesley Matthews, we are his second team.
Oh, my God.
Let's see, who else? Harrison Barnes.
Does he start?
Yeah, he starts. You know the whole bow and arrow? Yeah.
Now he starts?
Harrison Barnes, this is his second team. So technically, he's not a journeyman.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's at least two.
That's two.
And then J.J. Barea went from the Mavericks to Minnesota back to the Mavericks.
No, that's three teams.
No, that's two.
That's three moves, though.
It's three.
That's three moves. That's three moves.
So, yeah.
That's three moves.
We are not.
So you got two.
We are not a team full
two out of 12.
And then there's this, the Cuber, the 16 German guy.
Man,
he's not a journeyman.
He don't even play.
He plays like 18 minutes a game. he has his role. McBuckets, I'm happy you're here. You won't get a lot of playing time because you're behind Barnes. So, yeah. Moutier went to New York so he can get some playing time. Yeah. And then Devin Harris went to Denver. Okay. Good job, Denver. I'm so don't believe what I just said. Okay. So, obviously, we've talked about IT and Channing Frye. Can't forget Stretch 5. Yeah. Going to the Lakers, and that's just totally not going to be a good fit. Isaiah's going to be fuming on the bench. And we have Clarkson and Nance going to Cleveland, which, again, is a great move.
I think he'll move ball out or move ball over.
Don't think so at all. He'll stay on that bench and cry and complain until the season is over. And then they're not going to sign him back because they're after James and George.
He says he's going to start.
No. I mean, I know. I get it. That's what he says.
That's what he says.
But every year I say I'm going to lose X amount of weight, and I don't. So it doesn't matter.
You look like you lost a couple pounds.
I appreciate it, man. I've been drinking water, eating broccoli. But anyway.
Drinking water. What's up?
The next one. The homecoming of Dwayne Wade. Yeah. That was pretty cool. Yeah, I love those Miami Vice uniforms that they had on last night.
I hate those.
Those were legit. I enjoyed that immensely.
With that pink?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's horrible.
The Miami Vice jerseys were hot.
Hate them.
That's a quick 80-20 topic right there because those jerseys were lit. Yo,
them.
Agree with me on Facebook or wherever you're posting.
Do not beg.
That
not
sugar
beg.
Honey iced tea was
that
hot.
I might have to Amazon that bad boy
and get a customized jersey. I will wear that.
I just need a pink cap. Oh, yes. Please wear that so I can lap.
I will have my. Who was the rapper that had pink on for a little bit? Cam'ron. I'll just be Cam'ron here in Texas.
Wow. So anyway. Wow. That's what you want to identify with? You go right on ahead, brother.
Pink rapper in the building. So anyway, we have a three-way deal here. Cleveland gets Rodney Hood. Great acquisition. George Hill. Yeah. Can still be productive. Utah gets former MVP Derrick Rose. And Dallas, we told y'all this dude was garbage, Jay Crowder. Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy everybody understands how garbage he is now because he played the same way here in Dallas. Anyway, Sacramento Kings get Joe Johnson, who got bought out, and now he's a Houston Rocket. Great move, Houston. And then Sacramento still has, I can't get any playing time, Iman Shumpert. So that's that.
That'll and be his last before he retires.
Yeah, yeah. And then we have a bunch of minor moves here.
Okay.
And I believe that's, Blake Griffin, but everybody knows right. that. I think the Detroit Pistons will make the playoffs. I'm putting it here on wax, so we already know.
Okay? Yeah, I agree with that.
Yep, so there's that. What, we agree today? Man, that's an 80-20 topic in itself. Okay, so other than that, Mirotić went to the Pelicans. I hate that Boogie got hurt. Hopefully his recovery will be well. And that's the trade line, trade recap, excuse me, unless you have anything to add.
I think you did a great job, bro.
All right, then let's move it on. Let's move it on forward. Okay, so trade recap is gone. And here's the hot button topic here. What's going on with your boy Minnie Mouse, IT? You know, okay, so first question. This is a two-parter here. Will he start for the Lakers sometime this year? And when I say sometime, I mean an extended starting streak.
Start. Yeah, you're going to start. You better believe it.
Why would he start? He gives you nothing defensively. It's basically the same thing that we saw in Cleveland. Because he's not scoring 30 a night, he's being exposed
because
for the sixth man who he truly
because
is.
Because you have Ball who don't give you nothing, so you might as well start Isaiah.
At Ball's still 6'5". He can give you rebounds, assists, and steals.
Which he doesn't do.
Yeah, he does.
Okay, my bad. 1.8. 1.8 a night.
Look here. 1.8 is still more than Isaiah can give you. Isaiah gives you nothing on
Isaiah
the boards.
Gives you shots. He attacks the ball. He attacks the basket.
So you're saying ball Isaiah Thomas the is the flu because flus get shots too.
If that's what you need.
Really? Okay. Well.
People get flu shots all the time and still get
but
sick.
But here's the thing about a flu shot. The reason why you're getting a flu shot to begin with is because you're sick and you're tired. And that's why Cleveland got rid of them because they were sick and they were tired of losing.
You don't get flu shots.
Man,
you get the flu shot
here.
Before you get the flu. And they give you the flu in the flu shot. That's why since 2005, I ain't got no flu shot. And guess what? I ain't got no flu. So there you go.
Look here. That was cute and everything.
Was
but
it?
Let's get back to it. IT without the points is basically a terrible created player from 2K.
Whatever.
What do you mean, whatever?
Whatever.
This is not Boston.
Whatever.
And he cannot go back to the past.
Whatever.
He has to understand his new role.
Whatever.
If you're going to be something in the league, you've got to score.
Whatever.
And right now, his
score.
Body won't let him.
He can score.
He's
well,
getting
I mean,
back to it.
Yeah. So he goes.
And then he's not young. He's about 29, 30. So he's literally in his prime. A couple years from now, he's old and slow and short and can't give you anything.
You said this season. Why are you talking about 2-3 years from now? We're talking about this season.
Okay.
This season he will start. And when he starts, I'm just going to laugh and point in your face.
No, that's fine. Look, when he starts, if he starts, and I don't think he
will.
You just text me. Text me that little LOL, and I told you so. But until then.
Hey.
If they
want,
I'll tell you what. If they want to win, and if they want to develop players.
Ain't about that.
It is about that. Ask Luke Walton. It's about that.
Luke
it's
Walton.
About that life, boss.
As LeVar Ball stated,
and
he
shipped
know,
his kids
he
out
don't
of the
know
country.
What he talking about?
Lord
he
Jesus.
Has lost the
you,
locker room.
You have lost your. You have lost this locker room here in 8020 Studios.
Don't
okay,
care.
So let me ask this question: Will Mighty Mouse get his maximum deal that he's been clamoring for? Will
no.
he get it?
No.
Okay, good, because I don't think he's going to get it.
No,
my thing is this. Yes, you had a great run in Boston, but if you was all that, they would have gave you the max deal then. You were still 5'9 then.
They're
and he only averaged 6 assists a game
listen,
then.
If as you say and what everyone else is saying, all the pundits are saying that, you know, L.A. is trying to get James and George. They're two max players. They have two max spots coming up after this year. He ain't doing it. Nah.
Here's my question. Because there are dumb GMs out there. Look
there
at Charlotte.
There are.
So if you're a dumb GM, why wouldn't you sign this guy? Now, maybe not for a max, but maybe something halfway through to the max to say, hey, we represent or we recognize what you did in Boston, so we're going to pay you for that. Because there are some losing, terrible franchises that probably would like Isaiah to hoist up all those shots and to be that 5'9 volume shooter. Because, again, if there are the Michael Jordans in the world who are terrible at being a GM, there are others, like Phoenix. He can go all back right. to Phoenix. Why not? Yo. Get your money in Phoenix, boy.
Yo, it's been fun. It's been real. But it's about time for us. We got to go. We got to do this.
We got to go.
We got to go, man.
I got to quit stomping you on wax.
You're not stomping me.
All right. Well, then we can go. Then we can go. Let's go.
Yo.
You got a swan song over there?
This is it, dude.
Okay, let's hear
this
it.
This is it. We, it's everybody. Jackson 5. Yeah. Yo, you've been listening to 8020. Aunt Jay Stocks. Hit us up on Facebook. Hit us up on our website, 8020WIR at Wix.com.
Okay, get it right.
That's it. You know, that's it.
It's new. I got you.
You can listen to it straight from blogtalkradio.com/8020WIR.com. Hit us up on the email, 8020WIR@gmail.com. Let us know what you think. We need your opinions. We appreciate you listening. God bless.
All right.